Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. For 35 years, New Life has been transforming lives one at a time thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Hope you're having a great day and that this is the beginning of a great weekend. Many people struggling with a little bit of weather out there, but just be sure that, you know, we were talking in our devotional last week about your eulogy versus your resume, and that a lot of people are building a resume, but what you really want is to build a eulogy. I'm just saying this in case you're trapped in the snow and ice and you die. But the point is that, you know, resume is all about, you know, what we did and everything. But the eulogy, it's about the things, the small things, the little things that made such a big difference. And it was just a Whitney Putnam gave that. What a great perspective to think about what is going to be said when you're not here.
You know, and I've actually been hearing lately of people who are having celebrations of life and attending their own memorial service, right?
Yeah, narcissists do that.
I mean, I know somebody, she was supposed to die and didn't, so she came and was in the front row, right?
There you are. I love
what
that.
What a great thing.
Well, let's shift a little bit because I want to play a clip of from Restore. You know, we've got our Restore for Women, that wonderful restoration workshop. And listen as Laura and Stacy talk about Restore.
Hi, I'm Stacy Sadler.
Hi, I'm Laura Manger McDonald.
And if you've been betrayed, I just want to say that I'm sorry. I get it. We get it.
Yes,
we've been
sure.
there. And that's why we want to invite you to Restore. It's a place that you're welcome to come if you're single, if you're married, if you're divorced, where you can, everybody can come that is been affected in any way by your husband having emotional or physical affairs. Maybe he has a problem with pornography or even lusting or looking at other women.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's no form of betrayal, certain form of betrayal. Betrayal is betrayal. And our format will invite you into a safe place where you will be with therapists who are skilled in this that can take you and the other ladies into a group, and you can begin to talk about things that maybe you've never talked about before. But for sure, you are going to feel seen, heard, and understood, and you will be a transformed person by the end of the weekend.
Yes, the women come in beat down and sad and heavily burdened at the beginning. And then when they leave on Sunday, they're uplifted and they have hope and joy and a plan for the future.
Right. It's not a complete healing because we're always in the process of healing until the end. But it's going to get you out of the ditch, I promise.
You're worth it. Invest with yourself and come meet us.
Right.
It will be worth it.
Right. No excuse. We'll see you there.
Yes.
Well, they do a really good job, and maybe you right now feel like you're kind of in a ditch or you want to ditch somebody. Either way, this is an amazing time of healing and hope. And don't be confused. It's not restore to restore your marriage, because you may be in a marriage that can't be restored because the other person isn't there anymore or moving, but it's about restoring you and your heart that has been ripped apart. If you want to be part of that, you know, please just call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Sign up or go to newlife.com. And that's going to be taking place in Southern California on February 24th. Well, we've got some great calls lined up here on the board. I am committed to get to them. And Jill and Alice are going to help that And, you know, Dr. Jill and Dr. Alice are a couple of the wisest people that are actually able to integrate biblical truth with great healing principles. We'll watch them do that and hear them do that right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Arterburn. We're going to go right to our phone calls because we've got quite a few to get to here. And we're going to start with Allison. WBYN is the station she listens to right out there in Philadelphia. Allison, you're on with Steve, Dr. Jill, and Dr. Alice. How are you today?
I'm good, and thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it. I love listening to you guys, and I always benefit.
Well, what's going on? How can we help you today?
Okay. I have a 17-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. She has drug problems or has had serious drug problems in the past, and she has attended two different therapeutic residential programs from her. She just actually got home in May of last year, and it's been a struggle, but we have all been learning and growing, and we thought she was on a good trajectory, getting a job and stuff like that. But the week before Christmas, we all together found out that she was pregnant. I was a total shock, complete shock, because she's not dating anyone. She's not in any kind of relationship. And this was, I found out, just a kid in the neighborhood that she grew up with. We didn't think she'd get pregnant because she was taking the pill for regulating her menstrual cycle, and obviously she didn't take it properly. And they didn't think they'd get pregnant because he used a condom, and obviously he didn't use it properly. My question, and it has been like a pretty horrible holiday season. She's planning on getting an abortion tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And up until, it's breaking my heart because, yeah. Number one, I believe that is, and I know it is a baby. She didn't show me the ultrasound picture at 8 weeks, but I went in her room and I found it. And it's just so precious to me. I was never, unfortunately, able to conceive myself with my husband. So both of my children are adopted. So that's a whole nother level of hurt that is not what my question is about today.
Okay. Let me jump in here because I think we understand. But tell us, just real briefly, specifically, what is a specific question that we could answer for you?
How can I, in practical, doable ways, show her support as a person, as my daughter that I love, without supporting her decision? For example, should my husband and I drive her? We're not willing to sign the consent, so she has to go to another state.
Okay, I get it. So let me jump in here because I did not do the right thing, and I did what she did, and it is the most regrettable thing of my life. I want to get one thing out of the way. If she is, someone asked me, and I'm probably the most pro-life person you'll ever meet, would you drive your daughter to have an abortion? And I just said, yes, I would. And why? Well, because I would still be talking to her and hoping that she would change her mind. And so that would be the purpose of driving her there. And I would be sharing my feelings all along the way. The thing that might have an impact on her is if you wanted to raise the baby, you would tell her that. If you'll go through the pregnancy, we will support you. We will do these things for you. It will be a good experience for you, and we will raise the baby. If not, if you don't, and there's no problem if you can't, But the other thing is to call a couple of adoption agencies today, right now, and ask, is there anyone that is wanting a child tomorrow? And to say to her, if you will carry this baby, there are couples that want that child. They want to raise this child, and then you will have brought life into the world, and you will bless someone else. It won't be a negative thing. It'll be a very, very positive thing. And I would just tell her that she can't see it now, but the regret that she will experience will be far, far greater for a lifetime than 9 months of bringing a baby into the world. Jill, Alice, either of you, thoughts on this?
Well, Allison, I agree with you, Steve, and I think the car ride and the farther away it is, the better, right, to have a long car ride and to talk and to try to get her to talk about it. She's a drug user, so she wants problems to disappear, right? And she thinks she can make this disappear. But this is one of those that doesn't disappear. And getting an abortion is really painful. There are different ways they do it, but it's not as easy as they make it sound. And so she has no idea. I've dealt with people who post-abortion say, I should have listened. That was the most painful thing and the most, like you, Steve, the most regrettable thing I've ever been through. So I think loving her, supporting her, reminding her that sometimes we slip up, but it's never a mistake in God's eyes, right? And that this actually could be the thing that changes her life for the better, even though she can't see it now. And I know for a 17-year-old, she's maybe just thinking, she wants it all to go away. But,
It's the quick fix.
Yeah, the quick
concept,
fix. Yeah.
It fixes nothing. It just complicates the grief. Alice, a thought here?
Allison, prayerfully consider offering her financial support to delay her decision or to not have an abortion. Mm-hmm. Offer to provide therapy for her. Whether or not she goes through the abortion, offer therapy. And make sure you're getting your own so that you can grieve how complicated this is on so many levels for you.
Right.
I would do whatever I could to, you know, bribe her to, she doesn't see it spiritually or emotionally, but if it's a car she wants, then, you know, I know you've been wanting a car. We're going to provide that, make it easy for you. Whatever you can do for her to see an upside of not having that abortion. I mean, we're trying to save a life here, and we want to do anything we can.
What about the fact that she's adopted and had her biological mother aborted her? You would not have her today, right?
Yeah.
And how much she has blessed you.
To that, she said, well, I wish she had.
I thought that might be the thing. Well,
I have done a lot of the things that you said. I took her to a crisis pregnancy center. I made her get the 8-week. I've delayed this as much as I can so she could hear and see. She does not want, from the beginning, she did not want to have any conversation. She just flopped down 4 days later and said, I'm thinking about an abortion. And I will admit that I used every begging, I'll raise the baby, you can be the sister, or you want to raise and I'll help. Every permutation, I talked about the adoption. That's when she yelled and screamed about how horrible adoption was for her.
Right.
And that's also painful, by the way.
Yes, okay. Of course.
Well, it sounds to me you have done what you can, and like I said, I would continue, and I would pray, and I'm going to pray, I'm praying right now, that she would change her mind, and the question of driving, it's still more time to maybe have an influence. Let me just send you, Healing is a Choice for you. I don't know what else might be a good resource for her. Can you think of? I don't know. It's tough.
It's a tough one. The grief recovery workbook.
Yeah. I'll do that.
There's a lot of grief here.
Life Recovery Bible and the grief workbook that helps you with that. I feel so sad for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you really sound like you've done everything you possibly could do, and I wouldn't stop doing it right up to the very moment.
And to our listening audience, join us in prayer, fasting if you can, for the life of this baby and all those considering abortion.
Yeah. I'm hoping to get a phone call that a miracle happened. God, we ask for that miracle to happen. All right, let's go to Sarah, Frederick, Maryland, WAVA. Hi, Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing all right. But sad.
Good. Thank you for taking I'm tearing up. That was a very hard story to listen to, and I'm praying for her.
Thank you.
My question is regarding my 14-year-old son. Grew up in church his whole life since birth. He's the last couple of years has told me that he does not believe in God anymore. And I'm just not sure how to guide him back to God, I guess. I'm not really sure where to go with it.
Okay. I'll just jump in here, having raised a few kids, that demanding they believe or giving them the feeling that they're wrong and questioning, it doesn't seem to produce a good result. And what I've said in situations like this was, well, you know, every person, you have to develop your faith on your own. Now, we believe things, and we hope that you will come to believe the same things. But it is quite common that someone just doesn't want to do things because mom and dad did them. And I do believe in your search, you're going to find that there's a reason that we have these kinds of beliefs, because God has moved in our lives. We've seen God act. We've experienced miraculous things because of God. And I hope and pray that you'll search, and that search will lead you back here. Jill, Alice, some specifics for her.
Well, I like that approach, because you're right. You can't beat them over the head. But you want to keep the dialogue open.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, I think there's always a point, like you were saying, Steve, that people come to where they really have to consider whether God is real or not. And I'd really be interested in hearing your thoughts as you are trying to figure that out, or your thoughts about pushing God away. Now, often when we push God away, we're inserting something else into that spot. And so I'm wondering, Sarah, what else is coming to the forefront that he may be putting in that spot? And sometimes it's like it's incompatible with God. So the easiest thing to do is just cut God out, and then I can continue doing whatever it is I want to do. So I think you can gently talk about those issues with him. So what is important to you now that God no longer seems real or isn't important? What are you basing your life on? And get him to articulate. The more you can get your kids to articulate and not do it for them, the better. Mm-hmm. Because they have to think it through and really decide, do I really think this?
Yeah.
Sarah, have your husband, and do this with him, share stories with your son about times that your faith has been weak or broken down, and why you've ever doubted God, and give reasons why people in general doubt God, to normalize it.
Mm-hmm.
And then get creative about how you ask your son to participate in worship or keeping the Sabbath holy. Be willing to be flexible, whether it's, we'll look at different churches, we'll look at different church groups, we'll look at different services online. We do need to do something in our family. This is our standard that our family lives by. But we can get creative to see what you are more willing to do versus the traditional way we've been handling church on Sundays.
Well, and he could be rejecting something that's happening socially at church. Sometimes it's a rejection of God's people more than God.
No question. We had bullying happen in a youth group, and of course that became the focus of not going, and so we had to resolve all of that. But I think being his advocate in the search, it's a tough situation because everything in you wants to say, you will do this. And you know, another part of this could be assuming that there's something that happened in this church and you say, let's go find a youth group that will be a positive experience.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Alice Benton taking your calls. We have calls lined up. We're going to get to every one of them. I really believe that to be true. Don't forget, a gift of any amount, we send you every believer's thought life, only a few days left for you to get that amazing book, if I do say so myself, for a gift of any amount. It really is one of the best ever, and you'll see it's just full of content you probably aren't going to see anywhere else. Every believer's thought life, our way of saying thank you. Now let's go to Danielle. She's calling from Richardson, Texas, and she listens on KWRD. What a great station that is. Danielle, how are you today? Danielle? Oh, maybe she's not there. Maybe, you know, sometimes people take a little break, leave the call on hold. We'll come back to Danielle and hope that she'll be there when we come back. All right, let's go to Angie from Atlanta, Georgia, WLOJ. Hi, Angie, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, and you?
Doing all right. How could we help today?
My question, so my husband had an affair like 3 years after we got married. I found out about it. I decided to stay. I bottle it up. Nobody knows anything. My friends, my family, nobody knows anything that happened. Everybody believes that we are an amazing couple, basically. But it's in my mind constantly the thought of, you know, that he did that and that I'm still hurt. So my question is, like, how do I move forward? Like, I do love him, obviously. I decided to stay. For me and the kids, too. We have two little ones and two stepsons. But how do I just move forward? Like, I don't want to keep having this burden of everyday thinking, you know, like when he leaves, like, is something going on, or when he's on the phone, is something.
Well, let me ask you this. What did you require of him when he disclosed this or you found out about it?
Well, I asked him, you know, like, I want to make sure that you, like, quit, basically, that you break up with this situation. And he did. He went and he put me on the phone while he was basically breaking up with this person.
Did you ask him to do anything to get help to
I asked
stop
him if we could go to therapy and or some counseling, but he says that he has done counseling before in his previous marriage. He did have a marriage before me. And he says that it didn't do anything. He says that it was a waste of time.
So, Jill, if you were her, what would you
Well,
do
Angie,
now?
I mean, it's been 3 years since you said that you found out about this. And
It's been about three or four years.
Well, here's the thing. It's great that he ended it and says he's not going to do it anymore, but that's often not enough. And I think your heart knows that. And that's why you worry every time you see something. You're wondering if it's amiss, because when you are taken off guard by something like that, you don't ever want to be fooled again.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that you're struggling. I think that our Restore workshop would be really good for you to attend, to get the support and to feel stronger in that. I think our intimacy in marriage would be a great thing. And at the very least, I think every man's battle for him. It's like the triple header of workshops that we use to deal with these issues. And so someone that says, oh, marriage counseling, that's not for me. Okay. And that's often someone who doesn't really like to look at themselves and doesn't want to go deeper in addressing problems. But a weekend really immerses you. You can't get away from it. It's a short commitment of time, and it can change everything.
Angie, if I were you, I would go back to him and say, you know, I've been thinking about this, and in such a short length of time, here you've been unfaithful, and you're telling me things like, I don't even want to do counseling. Mm-hmm. If you want us to go forward, you need to go to Every Man's Battle. You don't have to travel. It's online. You need to sign up for February the 4th. That's what I would say. You know, you're either going to indicate you want to heal, help me heal, mm-hmm. or not. You want our marriage to get stronger or not. And just stopping something does nothing to build character. You need help, and I'm going to demand that, and if you won't do it, then essentially you're saying, I'm not important, our marriage means nothing to you, which you already said when you had the affair. Alice, a final comment here.
I'd try an intermediary approach in addition to everything else that's being suggested, which is saying, I'm so grateful that you chose our marriage and you ended that affair. And I realize my trust is still bruised, mm-hmm. and I need a rebuilding of the confidence in us. And so would you consider reading two books with me, Worthy of Her Trust and Every Man's Battle? And that might warm him up, my hope, to these bigger requests that you also need to make eventually.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send you a copy of Worthy of Her Trust. What's the other book you suggested, Alice?
Every Man's Battle.
Yeah, I'll send Every Man's Battle. I really think if you're passive and stay passive, it's not a good thing for the future. But there's nothing wrong in saying, I've been thinking about this, and I've been thinking about your response. And maybe you didn't fully understand how badly this has hurt me, mm-hmm. to where you would say, oh, I've done counseling before, I'm not going to do that. Well, if you did counseling and it didn't help you, then you didn't do what was you were told to do. Now it could be different.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible personal size, the one-year Life Recovery prayer devotional, the New Life journal, a New Life pen and highlighter, and a New Life zippered tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Let's see if Danielle is still with us. Danielle, are you there?
I am. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Doing all right. Had a snowmobile accident on Saturday, but recovering and trying to keep the left side of my brain connected to the right. But you're listening from Richardson. How
difficult
are you?
On
and
a normal day,
what,
right?
What's on your mind today? Thank you, Jill.
Oh, you heard that? Whoops.
My hearing was not affected.
First and foremost, I just want to say, oh my God, emotional freedom this weekend was phenomenal. Oh. I mean, that's the process. The counselors, the facilitators, it was so well put together and so informative. The one thing I did learn about myself that I had no clue is that I'm codependent. Mm-hmm. And I have a 21-year-old who's about to make some major choices in life, and I am really, really having a hard time letting that go. My brother was killed when he was 23. We were really young. I've been 20 and he was 23. And I'm thinking that has a lot to do with it, because even going to the gym, Mom, I'm going to the gym. I just kind of panic, like, oh my God. And I just instantly start praying, like, Lord God, just, you know, help him, bring him back. But I need to find a way to get past that so he can truly live his life and, you know, spread his little wings, yeah, and me not just have an anxiety attack every time he moves.
Well, something that helps me when kids are doing something and they're not under my supervision, think about what their life would be like if you acted on your fear and you prevented them from doing anything that made you uncomfortable. Now, you know it would destroy them. They would always be reacting to that later on. They might do things as an 18-year-old when they're independent just to prove they're not being told what to do. So sometimes it helps me just to think about, so if I act on this, and since I can't act because I don't want to destroy their lives, I am going to literally pray and trust that God has them. And amen. That's the mm-hmm. way I release it. God has them, and if I have them, I'll destroy their lives because I'll be an overly controlling, super restrictive parent. And I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let God deal with them, protect them, and help me to be free. Jill, Alice, thought there?
So, Danielle, I think what you're experiencing is really common when you've had such a significant, tragic loss like you've had.
Mm-hmm.
Just being a mom alone, even without that, I think us moms worry about our kids, and we can easily go into that catastrophic thinking. And so it's really good to recognize, and it sounds like you are, that, oh, there I go again. I'm going to worst case scenario. What happened to your brother was horrible, but it's not commonplace. Now, I know it may feel like right now more things are happening like that, but it's not the everyday. And so that's where, like Steve said, we're trusting God and the balance of life, and that more times than not, kids leave home and they come back. Even when they do stupid things, they make it through. But I know I do ask my kids for some common courtesies, like you need to call me at a certain time if you're not going to make it home in time, because I worry. And I even tell them, if I can't reach you or you've said you're going to call and you don't, you know, I'm picturing you dead on the side of the road. And that really stresses me out, and I don't want to put that on you. So could you just give me a call or a text and say, Mom, I'm okay, but I'm going to be late.
Yeah,
and so
very good.
But within reason. Within reason.
Sure. And that is Jill's dead on the side of the road strategy, which has proven so effective. Thank you for calling.
Really
just to say thank you, I'll send you the 1-year Bible for women that Misty did all the devotional and the commentary. Well, Larry is in the studio. Larry, what do you have for us today here, my friend?
Steve, this radio program is pretty crazy effective. It's wonderful. Lady writes that she wants to thank you because you minister to people like her using gift of humor as well as God's wisdom. And she goes on to say, I'll forever be grateful for New Life Live for the vehicle God used to save my life. I went back to drinking after 5 years in AA because I quit doing the necessary things to stay sober. I thought I'd die drunk, but after 23 years of continuous drinking, I found the radio program, and within 11 months, I went to Healing as a Choice and then Take Your Life Back later on. And then I participated in Sustained Healing for 5 years. I've been in recovery for 9 years now. I'm alive today because of God and New Life. What's a life worth? I know Jesus left the 99 sheep for the one lost sheep. I love all the New Life family and will continue to give back to what was so freely given to me.
That's pretty powerful.
You know,
that gets me. That really does.
It's just hitting me how many times we read, and I read in these testimonies, you saved my life. Or, you know, people's lives are not just different, but people are alive today because of what we do. And that's a big deal. That's really a big deal.
I try to point out, and this I'll just expand on it, we're not a counseling ministry. We're a life-saving ministry. We're not a radio ministry. We're a transformation ministry. Our goal isn't for you to feel better. And in fact, sometimes we want you to feel worse so that you are ready for something better. And that's what we have to offer.
So thank you, everybody who is supporting us. And if you haven't, or you're not, or it's been a while, please do so again. We really could use your support.
Yeah. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number to call if you can help us. And a gift of any amount, one of the last few days to get this, our thank you gift, Every Believer's Thought Life. A big thank you to you, Larry. Well, let's go back to the calls. How about we talk with Kathy Denver? YouTube is where she connects with us. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. How are you?
Doing all right. How could we help?
I have a couple questions, but I want to start off with thanking all of you. We've been through a tough time, and we've listened to New Life for several years, my husband and I. And I think that's what put us on a track to heal from this and gave us some resources that we need to move forward. So first of all, I just want to say thank you. I have two questions. I'll start with those and then give you a little background, if that's okay.
Sure.
The first one is we are in couples therapy, and I feel like right now it's just all about him.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's how it's supposed to be for a while. I don't know, but I am feeling a little left behind. And I'm just not sure if that's enough or if I need to seek individual counseling as well. And then the second one is just how to move forward in this. And so just a quick background. I found out on Thanksgiving that my husband has been having multiple online affairs, physically and emotionally. And he's spent a lot of money that we really don't have. And so then since then a lot of things have come out that I just, you know, we've been married a long time and I had no idea. And, I will tell you that since then, I am scheduled to go to Restore this month, or in February, sorry.
Good.
And he is scheduled for Every Man's Battle in March. He ordered the books Worthy of Our Trust and Intimate Deception and How We Love, and we've both read Worthy of Our Trust and Intimate Deception. But I feel almost like he threw me in a pit, and I'm watching him climb out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm stuck.
Okay. Well, I can tell you I've been where you are, and I know it is just sometimes it's unbearable when we think back on what's happened. And for it to have happened over such a long period of time for you, we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to recommend some things that you say to him. Some choices that you make that I think, well, it's going to help you. It will help you out of the pit. And it won't just be you watching him climb out of the pit. I'm really glad that you called. We've got some hope for you here on the other side of this break. I hope and pray that if you have a need, an emotional, spiritual, physical need, you'll call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let us help you. There are workshops, counselors, resources, books, videos, all sorts of things. Just let us help you. Call us, please. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And that's the same number. If you can help us, help others. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here, Dr. Jill Hubbard, and Dr. Alice Benton. We are so hurting here for Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy, I'm really feeling for you. I do understand this pain, Kathy, and it does feel intolerable, unbearable. It's hard to get through the day. Here's the thing. It's all come out in the open now, and you guys are in therapy. So he's feeling some relief, right? The secret is out, and now you guys are working on it. So you're seeing him, like you said, kind of climb out of the pit, which makes perfect sense. The problem is, in his relief, you've been flattened, right? It cuts to the core. And so this is, you're just barely coming out of the shock of all of this, right? This was just Thanksgiving and we're in January.
So what should
you
do?
So wrapping your head around it. So it's really important that, yes, you do get your own counseling. You need a lot of support around you. The couple's work is still good, probably good for him to get individual therapy too. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you're signed up for the workshops, but there needs to be stuff in the meantime. He needs to be going to some recovery groups for sexual addiction. And there are also groups that you can go to as well. And I know one thing that really helped sustain me was I brought a group of friends around me and I said, can you meet with me every week and support me? And there was a support group that we developed just for me.
Yeah. And before we hear from you, Alice, I just want to say this, Danny, that
Kathy,
that you probably don't want to do this, but he needs to know you're different. He needs to know that you know this isn't like a short-term thing. This is like a pattern. It's way deep inside of him. Mm-hmm. And you guys going to couples therapy doesn't change that. Just how big a part that this has been of him for so long. And you're going to need to, if he doesn't respond to what you want him to do, I think he may be one of these guys. You have to get an attorney. You have to show him that you're serious, that you're going to divorce. And then he sees, he'll see that you're hurting and that you're not just going to stand for words from him. Jill,
I think it does sound like he's doing some things, Kathy, that he's willing to get the help.
Well, he's just going to couples counseling.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say is I think part of my problem, and I know this is going to sound weird, but he is doing all of the things. He's the one that ordered the books. He said let him go.
Okay, good.
So he is, which I struggle with because in my mind, I'm like, how can you go from this lifetime of that and crushing me to now you're doing everything right, and what do I do with that? And how, I don't know. I mean, he really is. He's already in sex addiction groups. He's
great. Now look, I have a totally different perspective hearing that. So it is healthy that you're talking, saying the things that you are, but you can see how that probably isn't going to be great in couples therapy to criticize him for doing all the stuff. That's why you need your own counselor where somebody can say to you, hey, this is totally normal to be bugged that now all of a sudden he's doing all the right stuff. Why didn't he do that 10 years ago? So I think being patient, let him go to Every Man's Battle, go to those groups. You might even want to talk about in your last couples session a what if clause in all of this. Write down, what if you stop going to these things? What are you going to do? And here's what I'm going to do. That could be helpful. But get your own help. Let us find a counselor for you that can really help you with this. Alice, you had a final comment there, I think.
Kathy, just noticed that you've been sold the lie that you can't and shouldn't expect more for yourself when you absolutely are worth your own individual therapy.
Yes,
and the marriage will need you to get that support.
Yeah. I'm so glad you called. I'll send you, I hope that this could help you. I'll send you Healing is a Choice and also the 1-Year Bible for Women. And I'm going to send for both of you the gift that we give to say thanks for supporting us, the brand new book, Every Believer's Thought Life. And I'll ask everybody listening to pray for you, Kathy. God bless you. We have time. I don't have a lot of time. I have a couple of minutes. But I wanted to get to your call, Danny, and then I will have completed and gotten to everybody that was on the board. How can we help? What's on your mind from Lynchburg, Virginia, listening or watching on the NRB network?
Hey, Steve. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you for all your help over the last probably about 20 years or so. I've called in several times. And I just have a couple quick questions. First of all, I did want to start with the Emotional Freedom Workshop. I went to it the second time. So it's okay to go through it a second time, I'm just saying.
Yes, ma'am.
Yay.
It was good. It was way better the second time than the first time because I knew what to expect a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But then I wasn't expecting all this that's going on, so I do have a couple of questions for
okay.
you.
Okay, I've got 2 minutes.
Go ahead and do that. So,
real quick.
Okay, my husband's been really stoic and real not talkative and stuff. I'm the talker. He's not. So here's what happened on Friday the 13th. He got a letter in the mail, and it is for about $3,500, and I don't have that finances. I can give him about $1,000 or close to that tomorrow, but I can't give him all of that money all that quick to pay off his debt. Am I enabling him? Am I being a codependent by offering that money to him?
Yeah, if it was me, I would tell him, I think it's time that you deal with this, and I can't step in.
Yeah.
I think it's important that you address this, deal with it, and work it out, figure it out.
How do I do that?
Well, you just have to be willing for him to be very upset with you and trying to...
By not scrambling to give him money. If this is a recurring problem or No, why would you scramble and give him money? Unless it's something you guys did together, but if he did it separately and created this debt and it's been an ongoing problem, if this is the first time, okay. But if it's been an ongoing issue, then only when he hits up against it will he make a change.
Yeah, yeah.
And Danny, I'm going to say it depends because we are to help each other carry those burdens that are too big for one person to bear on their own if we can help in a free and generous way, not out of fear or obligation. So check what would be driving you to either help him or to not help him. If helping him is going to keep him stuck and financially immature, then that's not true long-term help.
Yeah, that's right.
No, so I'm going to believe that he's going to do the best thing. I asked him to get a financial planning, like a Thrivent Financial or something like that, and he said that he would be willing to do that. So he's doing his part and trying to do my part.
I'm just
wanting to not enable him by giving him money.
Yeah, and we are out of time completely. But Danny, whatever fear that you have, what a great thing to just get a counselor for a few sessions that helps you overcome that fear if it's really overwhelming. Just talking about that fear with us, I hope would help you to overcome it if you're afraid of being abandoned or afraid of just how angry he's going to get. But it doesn't sound like he's going to be angry. He's willing to get some help. Take your direction. But just let him know nicely, you know, I think this is the time where I step out of this, step back, rather than step in. And that's going to produce a better outcome. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Dr. Jill and Dr. Alice. Galatians 6:2 says, carry each other's burdens. We want to carry your burden. We want to help you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.